Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Goldie. I just decided on a whim today that I was going to do my radio show. Usually, I try to do it every night, but for the past it's been about 2 weeks, maybe longer. I've been preoccupied with some personal things, so I am back now, ready to take your call. Today, we will be discussing magic. And that's a very broad topic, but anything magical, have you had experiences with magic? Have you spells? Do you connect to a certain element like the water, fire, wind, earth? What do you connect to? And do you have any stories about it? You can let me know when I take your call. And I will be doing, free mini card readings for callers. So it's only a few minutes per person. But if you want a more in-depth reading, I am available on Facebook under Promised Life Coaching. And I also do have my Healing Hands website that I promote there as well for Reiki. So I do Reiki as well and life coaching and the card readings. Okay, again, that's Promised Life Coaching. So look me up on Facebook and contact me there if you would like a reading that is more in-depth. I'm going to take the first caller, 631 area code.
Hi, how are you?
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
Okay. I don't have any experience with magic. So there's really nothing to share there. I was interested in listening to the show to see what other people had to say and what you had to say. But, if you want to do a card reading, I'd love that.
Yeah, we'll be discussing it a little bit more. The show is only 30 minutes for today, but I will give you a card reading.
Thank you.
I'm just shuffling
that.
Yep. Okay. And what is your question?
My question. Okay. What do you see about, let's say, my love life?
Okay. Well, first, what I'm getting is that lately self-care has been important for you, that just taking care of you first has been a priority. Does that sound right?
Yes, you're right.
That was the card for just recently. Why would it call it the past card, but past to present? The present card says explore. So as far as dating, which is what you want to know if someone's going to come along, well, I'm just seeing different people. I'm seeing several different people. And that now is just a time for you to explore, meet different people, and just enjoy yourself rather than focusing on an outcome, like a relationship or something. Just enjoy it. You will meet several different people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing like at least three at the least, maybe four.
Wow. That may have been me in many years ago, but it's very unlike my character over the past few years. But, you know, you never know, I guess.
Well, that's, it's,
you know, it's encouragement to just get out there and explore, because it can happen, you know.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm sure. Yeah, I mean, if you put yourself out there, anything's possible. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
And the third card is Archangel Metatron. Does this angel mean anything to you?
Oh, I love Metatron. Yes, he's a very powerful angel. Very protective of yes. I'm familiar with him.
What does he symbolize for you? Like, what do you feel he helps you with?
To me, Metatron, to me, I feel that he is the angel that watches over babies that were not born into fruition onto this earth plane. That was my my feelings and beliefs of Metatron.
Well, he is coming through for you, so I think that that's just him letting you know that he is there. You know, there for you to call in, there to guide you and help give you assistance.
Well, thank you. I do. That's one thing I do. I talk to my guides and I call in on angels every day. And I always give thanks in the morning and in the evening to them, my guardian angel and my guides and, you know, whatever angels are there to help. Yeah,
I think that right there is magical to me. Just knowing that they're there for you is magical.
Well, I don't perceive that as magic for me, as I just do that. That's natural.
Well,
but maybe magic
I say
is,
magical,
is, you know,
I...
magic to me is more mystical. You know.
to me, magic can also mean not just spells, but things that are beautiful, you know.
That's true.
That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, it's true. It is very magical in a sense. But to me, it's just a blessing, you know. And I believe that they really do exist. I believe that they really are there for us. And I've had two angelic encounters in my life that I absolutely know were real. And
wow.
Helped me once, saved me, literally saved my life. And
would you care to share?
It's a little bit lengthy, but just to sum it up in a nutshell, I broke up a fight between two men. And the reason I did was only because one man was holding an infant, and there were a lot of people around, and my car, as I was driving down the middle of the street, I stopped my car, and I don't know, I think it was maybe a maternal instinct type of thing that made me do this. Otherwise, I really probably wouldn't have stopped. And I intervened between the two of them, and the one man had a bat, and I started arguing with him, and this man came down the road. There was no way that he could have, like, came past my truck, because there was no room on either side of the street. And he came with a big out SUV, and it was in a very bad neighborhood. Okay, it was kind of like a lower socioeconomic neighborhood. And and the man was, it was really, really a very vicious argument between me and this other man. It got very, very heated. And he went to go hit me in the face, the head area, with the bat. And at that same time, this man, this giant man, opened up the door to this SUV. And he was a black man, and he was bald. And he had black glasses, and he was dressed all in black. They had on all this gold. And at the same time, I mean, there were people everywhere. But it was almost like time stopped. And all you heard, I heard it, they heard it, the man that was going to hit me with the bat heard it. All you heard him say was, "You best not hit my sister." And this man was at quite a distance. And his voice was it carried such power and conviction, and it was almost like somebody took the bat from the man's arm and pulled it down. And it was like, it was just the strangest thing, because it kind of shocked us both. And then the police came within a few seconds behind my car, and there were cars behind that man's truck. And then when the police came to get me, to question me, because then everything stopped, he was gone. The truck was gone. He was gone. And he never came past the door. All he did was open the door. And it was just like he was giant. And I believe with my heart of hearts, and I still can never forget his voice and the sound and how it all just reverberated throughout the whole area. That's all you heard was him amongst all the cussing and yelling and cars and everything else. All you heard was him. And that to me was completely angelic, because that man saved my life. And he was not even in front of his car. He just opened up the door and just stood. And it was so powerful. And, you know, you just really had to be there. And I had a friend that was in my car, a black male that was in my car, and he couldn't even believe what happened. And he was an older man. And he couldn't do anything because he was an older man. And he said, "My God." And all he could say is, "My God, I can't believe what just happened." You know, he was an old disabled man. And he says, "I've never in my life," but he says, I believe, you know, and there's no doubt. If anybody's listening, I'm telling you, angels exist.
Yeah. Wow.
They exist. Yeah.
That was an awesome story. That was so awesome.
I'm telling you, I'm not lying. I can't tell a story, but that's pretty much sums it up in a nutshell. Yeah. You're welcome.
I believe you.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it's just like, where'd he go? He had this, everything was blacked out. And you would think an angel would come in white, but being in, or you know what I mean? But he looked like so intimidating. You know, he looked like a Mr. T, but everything about him was perfect. And everything happened. You know, like when you're in a car accident, every time slows down real fast, you go through it. And that's the way it was. But you captured him. Like all your intention, all your attention was on him. And you just couldn't take your eyes or your energy or attention off of him. And really, whatever went down, he literally saved my life.
Wow.
It was awesome. It was awesome. I praise God. It was awesome. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I mean, I know I only have a couple of minutes, but I hope, you know, that gave somebody like, you know, some help to believe that angels do exist.
Yes, I hope so, because I definitely believe they exist too.
Oh, yeah.
That was an incredible story. If you ever want a reading that's more in-depth, you can just let me know.
Okay.
I will try to be on again tomorrow evening at about 6.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for calling in.
Okay. Thank you. I'd like to listen to the show, so you can mute me, but I'd like to listen, so...
Okay.
Try not to disconnect me. Okay, thanks.
Okay, I'll try. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay, I hope you're still on. I tried to mute you. Not exactly sure how this works. So. Okay. So again, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that are listening, today is a discussion on magic, and I am offering card reading. The show will only go until 6:30 tonight, and I will be back on again tomorrow by 6 p.m. and offering card readings again. Discussion might be a little bit different. So anyways, I wanted to discuss some things that I've been doing. As you all know, those of you that have been listening to the show, I am transitioning from the Christian religion to the Wiccan religion. I am still very much Christian, but I am also Wiccan. And it's kind of can seem like the both religions contradict each other, but I am trying to find a healthy balance. And I'm also very much intrigued and fascinated by shamanism and a little bit of Buddhism. So I'm kind of blending that all in together in the melting pot. But mainly what I'm focusing on is mostly Wicca and spell work. I do spells, and but I always make sure that when I do this, it is each spell to me is a prayer, and it's infused with love and compassion and empathy. I will never do something that I feel would harm another person or their energy. I very strongly believe in doing harm to no one. Sorry, I'm kind of stumbling here. So, I had done a few spells, and one was with a plate of water, and it was for my space, so my space would be respected by this guy that doesn't respect me, right? So I put the plate of water out, I set an incantation, the water evaporated. It took over a day, but I found that the spell was very effective. It set the perimeters of the boundaries to my room, and he doesn't go in my room. Well, rarely he does. Once in a blue moon, but it's very rare. And so that was more spell on the house, though. And the other one was with these little baggies. And I put something in them called aniseed. Not sure how to pronounce it, but in other herbs, hung one in front of each doorway, and that was to prevent anybody from coming in the house that had any ill will towards me or my mother, my family, basically. So that was for the house. And I find that it's been effective, but it's not foolproof because the guy that lives with us is not exactly the nice person. So he can be somewhat abusive. And, you know, we all have free will, so he'll do as he pleases because he has free will. But I do feel that it has helped protect me and helps to kind of get him to go and do something else or go somewhere else. So I find that to be effective. I'm gathering all of my tools, my Wiccan tools. I have my bell. I have my athame. I have a goblet. I ordered a Book of Shadows, a broom, a besom broom. And I have mortar and pestle. So all of these things I'm using to practice magic, what I call white magic. And so far it's been a great experience connecting with the elements, connecting with nature. And especially me, I draw upon the powers of water a lot. And that has been a great experience. I can really feel the energy, and I can feel the moon's energy as well. I connect very much to the moon. So I encourage any of you out there that are listening to try practicing magic and It can be as simple as holding an intention in your mind and meditating on it. That right there is magic. Let's see. I don't have any other callers in the whole queue. So I do have about 10 minutes left to the show, and I will be taking a 5-minute break. In just a minute here.
Okay, thank you.
Taking a break now. Okay, everybody, I'm back. Sorry about the delay on the music there. I had a little bit of trouble playing a CD that I had, so I had to choose a different song. Thank you for waiting and being patient. There is only about 4 minutes left to the show, so I just wanted to add that, once again, if you need to find me and you need a reading that's more in-depth, I encourage you to contact me on Promise Life Coaching on Facebook. Send me a message there and I could get back to you. On that page, you will find my website, my Healing Hands website for Reiki. I also have a website posted on that page for that's more centered towards the life coaching. But I encourage you to check out the Healing Hands website. It's christianashealinghands.com. And you can also find me there and go to the contact page, fill out the information, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. I am willing to do longer readings that are more in-depth for free, but I do ask that the preceding readings are paid for. I charge by the minute, so if you want, I can do 30-minute card reading for $30, 60-minute card reading for $60, and that way we can really dig into your life and to what's going on with you and really have a good discussion and do some healing work, because that is what I ultimately aim to do, is to heal and to bring comfort and peace to people. I will check once again to see if there's anybody in the host queue. Nope, still nobody. That concludes the episode for today. I was going to go until 6:30, but we're getting there anyways, and there's no more callers. So I want to thank you all, if anybody's listening out there. Thank you to those for calling in. I am very grateful for callers, and I love hearing stories and your magical experiences. All right, thank you. You have a nice day. Bye.